720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line with us one of Chicago's driving forces of food from the iconic destination for the indigenous delicacy that is Al's Italian Beef, the one and only Chris Pacelli. Chris, welcome to WGN.
Well, good morning, Dane. How is everybody?
I'm okay. We're okay, as long as Al's Italian Beef is
good,
okay.
Good. Well, it looks like a nice day today.
Does it?
And tomorrow's going to be even better. We're going to have this Southern combo with Ramsay.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about it. You know, people, of course, seen you on, you know, Somebody Feed Phil for Netflix, Man vs. Food, Chicago's Best Food Network. Even Bobby Flay was there in 92, so it's not surprising to see you guys getting a little extra attention for this. And so this is an 8-city tour with Resy, you know, iconic locations in each one of those cities. And for Chicago, makes perfect sense, right, that you guys would be there. So how does it work?
Well, Eric, he was on the show with Somebody Feed Phil, and I guess this Resy came to him, and because he's a well-known chef, wonderful place he has, and they wanted him to partner up with somebody. And he suggested us because he's been a long favorite customer of ours, and we agreed, and we said we would do some. So he invented a sausage, spicy sausage, Southern style, more of a Cajun flavor to it that we never had before. So we checked it out. He made it for us. We put it together, and it was a pretty wonderful sandwich. It doesn't have nothing to do with the taste of the regular L's combo, but it just tweaks it a little bit and gives it some...
A little extra kick, too, right? Because in 90...
Yeah, it's a little, you know... You don't have to put the jardinera on it now.
or maybe not as much. Well, I hear you, right? Because I'm sort of in the, you know, it's not broke, don't fix it camp. And I mentioned it to my wife. Of course, you've met her, that this was happening. She's like, I don't want anyone messing with my Al's Beef. But for the purpose of kind of doing, you know, something as an, I don't want to say an experiment, but kind of a fun, exciting collaboration. This is going to be great for the listeners out there. Eric Williams, of course, James Beard Award-winning chef over there. And he's got an Andouille sausage that they're going to build into the combo side of things. So this is groundbreaking stuff, Chris. So let people know, has there ever been people who've come to you and said, hey, let's mix it up, let's change it, let's add something? This is one of the few times that you've agreed to do this.
You know what? It's like a Rolls Royce. You don't want to fool around with it, putting Ford parts on it. Okay? So that's why we never did this before. But since Eric is pretty famous and he's a fan of ours, and Resy wanted to do this, we went along. And we first did this about a month and a half ago to experiment with it. And I like it, you know. It's going to be a unique taste, different from a regular L's. But it's only a 3-day event, and, you know, that's the end of it. It's like going for a ride on a carriage with the horse. You go around the block a couple times and it's over.
But it still could be a pleasant experience. I get that. That's a great way to put it. October 15th through the 17th, part of the Resy 8-city celebration of classic restaurants. And, you know, for Eric, just to give him a little bit of extra kudos, and you did too, is that, you know, it's not like putting Ford parts on a Rolls Royce. Maybe it's like putting some Bentley parts on a Rolls Royce, you know, so it's still a high quality piece of machine.
Well, I didn't mean that towards the chef. I mean, that was, you asked me about other people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They ever wanted to change things. And I said, yeah. No, well, with Eric, yeah, we can say Rolls Royce parts.
the Bentley parts on a roll. It's still all good. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, those guys over at Resy,
sure.
Ben Leventhal, I know him. He's one of the guys who created Eater, and of course, the CEO over at Resy, doing some great stuff. Mm-hmm. It's cool to see him recognizing some great places around the country, and specifically, of course, Al's has to be in that team photo. So bless you guys for staying strong for the rest of us and keeping us fed, of course. And on that location on Taylor Street, that's where this is all happening. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com. And thanks again, Chris. Thanks for all you do to not only share with Chicago the stuff that we know and love and have enjoyed for so many years, but now sharing it, of course, with the country again, right, as one of our great ambassadors for Chicago food. So appreciate you jumping on the show today.
Well, I appreciate you interviewing me.
Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and on the line with us, Excited to have one of the great culinary personalities of Chicago, James Beard Award winner, owner, and executive chef over at the acclaimed Virtue Restaurant and a part of the Resi 8-City Celebration of Classic Restaurants, the one and only chef Eric Williams. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to have you on. It's exciting to have you on. And of course, it's always good to talk about the amazing things that you're doing over there at Virtue or some of the different events and things. But this is kind of unique, right? Where you're helping to carry the torch for some indigenous delicacies of Chicago as part of that Resi 8-City tour. So talk a little bit about the collaboration. Of course, we just heard Chris Pacelli, you know, one of the driving forces over there at Al's, and certainly they belong in the team photo of iconic Chicago foods. And so talk a little bit about, you know, collaborating with them and bringing what it is that you do to the mix.
Cool. So we're working on this series that's presented by American Express Gold Card, and Amex card members get special perks like access to a 4-series virtual conversation. In addition to that, Resi, our reservation system, is setting up in 8 U.S. cities these classic remixes, which are the opportunity for chefs like myself all over the country to partner with restaurants that are considered institutions. And the one that we are doing with Al's Beef is going to be incredible.
Well, I've heard a little bit about it. So it's kind of a take on the Chicago kind of Italian beef combo where you've got the kind of sausage and the beef there, but the sausage is going to be a totally different take on it. I think it's going to be something, you know, against maybe some of the traditionalists out there that are purists and think it's not broke, don't fix it. This could be a potential upgrade having the andouille sausage in there. Talk about your thought process on building that into Al's.
You know, I don't know if upgrade is the best word, but I will say a little known fact about me is I'm a junk food junkie. I've had my fair share of Al's Italian beef and or combinations dipped with hot peppers. And so additionally, we're going to do a southern sausage, which is a spicy and dewy sausage, and it is going to be on top of their classic Italian beef, which will be dipped and served with jardiniere, their house-made jardiniere. And the sausage will be a chicken sausage, which is a little, you know, different than what andouille is usually presented as, because it's usually a pork-based sausage. And the Italian sausage that they usually use for the combination is usually a pork sausage. So we're putting a little bit of a spin on it by using chicken sausage and cooked slowly over that charcoal on those spits that they use. I mean, the sausage is bar none delicious.
It sounds great. I mean, it sounds great by itself, and I'm sure that it is, but you're combining as part of the classic remix, the takeout takeover. It's coming up between the 15th and the 17th here in Chicago. You brought up the other cities, and they're great cities. I love this whole idea. You know, it's Chicago, New York, D.C., Philadelphia, Seattle, L.A., Nashville, Atlanta. I know some of those cities seem obvious. Some seem, while kind of a creative choice for the folks over at Resi, D.C. is going to bring in Ben's Chili Bowl. That's an iconic location. They're going to have the cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. Ludo over in LA is going to be doing stuff. So that's kind of the thought process, right, Eric? Is that you're combining these fine dining chefs, these acclaimed chefs, with things that maybe that everybody loves, right, but you don't think of as kind of that elevated cuisine.
You're 100% right. I mean, every chef that's involved is recognized at the top of their craft. And, you know, we're partnering with institutions that are also recognized at the top of their craft. We're just serving, you know, the difference between fine dining or maybe a little bit more of a sophisticated plated dish type of restaurant alongside, you know, really incredible fast casual spaces. Al's has already made their statement. They've been around long enough for anybody to recognize that they have their chops, right, in the restaurant industry. And the chefs that are being partnered, right, have done incredible work to prove that, you know, they've earned their chops. And so, I you know, hats off to Resi, you know, for putting this together. It's a really exciting pop-up that's going to happen this weekend. I would highly suggest that people go online and buy their tickets right away because they are going fast, and we are looking forward to this thing being sold out.
Yeah, we're going to have links up at WGNRadio.com as well. And Rezzy, they do great stuff. Rezzy, and as we let you go and let the listeners know, we're talking with Chef Eric Williams from Virtue Restaurant. Is that something that maybe is a side effect of this? Is to kind of, you know, people put you guys on a pedestal, you know, on the food side. And this just shows that food and good food is just good food. And that maybe even if you've got to doctor it up a little bit or elevate it or add some tweaks on the chef side, is that you enjoy just the same kind of crazy, you know, late night snacks or whatever kind of fast food or good food that we all do.
Absolutely.
All right, so Chef, as we let you go, give information too. When the smoke clears, people are going to want to, after they try the andouille sausage, we're going to have links up for Al, but for Virtue, so people can keep up with all your adventures, whether it's on social media or at the restaurant side. What are you doing and how can people see you at Virtue?
All of our information is on our website 24 hours a day, virtuerestaurant.com. I don't think anybody is going to try to figure out how to find us. We've gotten a lot of recognition and we feel very, very thankful to the fact that the community abroad has supported us the way that it has.
I agree with you, Chef Joe. What I was just meaning is that I think there's a lot of Al's fans that are maybe going to become regular customers and fans over at virtue of you and what you're doing. So thanks again for everything you're doing and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much.